party and become a good. I'm not even considered. I'm re-registering as a conservative. I'm a Reagan conservative. So you can join the conservative movement with me, and we'll start a third party.
America may be ready for a third party, Sean.
An
independent party.
There you go. I'm certainly ready for Joe Lieberman to leave the Democratic Party. And to that end, I cannot tell you folks how long I've been waiting for this day. I'd like to introduce Mr. Ned Lamont, his website, NedLamont, LAMONT.com. Graduate of both Harvard and the Yale School of Management. Successfully founded his own company, Lamont Digital Systems. The company offers an alternative to the cable utilities and allows universities to customize programs for their own campuses. Served as a selectman in his heavily Republican hometown of Greenwich. Serves on the business advisory group at the Brookings Institution. It's a real pleasure. Welcome to the program, Mr. Lamont.
Sam, I'm delighted to be here. I don't think you'll be calling me a Fox News Democrat.
No, I don't think so either. I cannot tell you how excited I am to talk to you, sir. All right. Let me start off with asking you, why are you a Democrat?
Look, I'm a Democrat because we believe that power starts with the people. We build from the ground level up. We don't trickle down. We don't start at the top. And I think that's been our basis since Jacksonian democracy. I believe that we believe in opportunity for everybody, regardless of a race, gender, ethnicity. That's been part of our credo since the beginning of the Democratic Party. And I think that Senator Lieberman and George Bush have sort of lost the moorings in terms of what's been important for Democrats and what's been important for this country over the last 5 years, and that's why I'm in this race.
Now, let me ask you, how do you see that Senator Lieberman has fallen short for your state and for the country, frankly?
Well, first thing that got me into this in this challenge was the war in Iraq. I think it was a terrible foreign policy blunder for this country. I think that George Bush had a rush to war. We didn't ask the tough questions getting in. And Senator Lieberman cheered on the president every step of the way. And I think it goes to a certain problem with our foreign policy right now. We have a go-it-alone strategy. We have a sense that we don't need allies. We don't have to listen to the rest of the world. And I think that's contrary to the American tradition and certainly not in our self-interest.
I mean, what do you make of Senator Lieberman's continual cheerleading for this war, even now? I mean, he seems to be the only person who's – he came back from Iraq – and said, things are going really great. I think we've turned a corner. This was obviously a couple months ago. He was not only wrong. We just played a clip of a Time magazine reporter who said when he heard Senator Lieberman talk about Iraq at a dinner table, he was just floored that he was talking about the same country they were sitting in.
No, we've been consistently wrong on the war in Iraq. We will be greeted as liberators. They thought it would be easy. We've turned the corner. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's been consistently wrong. And as you point out, the senator on his last trip back said, boy, I saw everybody on cell phones and they were watching DirecTV. This is a happy neighborhood and we have rounded the bend. We couldn't be more wrong then, and he's still wrong. You know, we've got 135,000 troops standing in the middle of a civil war. We're making the situation worse, and it's time to start thinking about our exit strategy.
Now, tell me about your perspective on health care. What needs to happen in this country regarding health care?
First of all, it's unconscionable that we have 46, 47 million people uninsured. We've got 15 million plus who are underinsured. To me, health care is a basic right for all Americans. And we're going to decide as a country that there's a minimum health care benefit that everybody is qualified for. And from my point of view, it'll be a requirement that you be insured. It'll be a requirement that your employer provide a basic level of health insurance. And if you're not employed, then you'll be insured via the federal government or on your own.
Now, tell me about your perspective on education in this country. I know that Senator Lieberman is for a voucher plan. What is your perspective?
Well, Sam, I started up this business from scratch, as you mentioned, and one of the things I've enjoyed doing over the last couple of years is I teach a course up at Inner City High School in Bridgeport, Connecticut, on how to start your own business. And one of the things I've enjoyed about it is we get successful entrepreneurs, mentors, folks from the community involved in the school. And it gives kids something to dream about, something to inspire them, something to believe that they can learn again. A couple of messages I get out of that. You know, one, I believe in a strong community public school system, and anything that distracts from that is a step in the wrong direction and does a disservice to our kids. And two, we've got to get the community involved in our schools. We need more parents. We need more coaches. We need more drama instructors to help these kids, get them back into the classroom, get them to believe that they can do it. And we're really not doing that right now for our kids, and we can't afford to leave them behind.
With the revelations of George Bush spying on Americans without warrants, and particularly the latest revelations coming from Alberto Gonzalez, that this program may actually be bigger than he testified to in front of the Judiciary Committee, what is your perspective on what's happening to our civil liberties in this country?
I can't believe that conservatives and liberals aren't standing up hand in hand and say, no president is above the law. George Bush is saying, I can wiretap anytime I want to. I can be dismissive of our laws in the land that tell me how to do that and what judicial restraints there ought to be, and I'm going to do it and just trust me. And after all the history with this administration, the theory that we would just trust somebody with that type of intrusion into our private lives is beyond me. And I think that's somewhere the liberals and conservatives ought to stand up and be heard.
And are you troubled by Senator Lieberman's support for federal intervention with the Schiavo case?
That was really one of the issues that got my blood boiling early on. I mean, we have a federal government that keeps intruding into our private lives in ways that we never anticipated. Maybe it started with stem cell research, and then, as you point out, the Terry Schiavo case, where, you know, Bush flies back from one of his endless vacations in Crawford, and Tom DeLay says the federal government's going to intervene in what was, you know, every day the most tragic decision-making that families have to make. And, yeah, Senator Lieberman supported that DeLay intervention, and I think it was wrong.
Now, tell me something. What do you think, in terms of our nation's energy situation? We have George Bush in his State of the Union saying that he wants to cut importation of oil from the Middle East by 75% 15 years out, which, of course, we only get 10% from there. And then he had to retract it the next day because the Saudi Arabians called him and said, you're not going to do that. What is your perspective on what we need to be doing in terms of our energy situation?
I think post 9/11, a terrible tragedy that day, but also it was a new start for this country, and we missed an opportunity to get serious about energy independence, energy conservation, and global warming. They're all tied together. Instead, Bush passed the energy bill. It was a terrible piece of legislation, loaded with tax giveaways to the oil producers, the nuclear lobby. A bad piece of legislation, overwhelmingly opposed by the environmentalists out there and supported by Senator Lieberman. First and foremost, we ought to be looking at conservation. We ought to have tax incentives for conservation, and we ought to make that a national priority. Secondly, we ought to have tax incentives for renewables, and we make it more investment-friendly to start putting our money there. That's how we're going to free ourselves from, as Tom Friedman says, paying for both sides of the war on terror with our addiction to foreign oil.
Now, I got to tell you, the bankruptcy bill, it was a bill that just struck me as being really unconscionable. And, in fact, I think there was a judge who recently ruled, a federal judge who ruled on a bankruptcy case, who basically wrote a really scathing rebuke of Congress and the Senate for passing such a bill. And one of the things that bothered me about Senator Lieberman's vote on the bankruptcy bill was that he knew that the only way to stop this thing was to vote against cloture. But he voted for cloture. I mean, what is your perspective on that bill? And what does it say about Senator Lieberman that he basically allowed it to happen from a procedural standpoint, but then voted against it so he could say he voted against it?
Sounds a little familiar in terms of the Judge Alito nomination as well. You know, somebody said about our senator on the Democratic side of the aisle, we can always count on his vote whenever we don't really need it. Look, my theory on the bankruptcy bill is as follows, and it gets back to health care. Sam, most people that file for bankruptcy do not because they're overspending on their credit card. They do because they're inflicted with sudden health care expenses that they didn't anticipate, and they're underinsured, and they can't deal with it. And we ought to help people through that tragic time in their lives, not penalize them. And I'd say on the flip side, I look at how the corporations of this country are abusing bankruptcy and using it to walk away from their pensions and walk away from their obligations to the working people out there. If you want bankruptcy reform, that's where I'd start.
Now, let's talk a little bit about that Alito vote, because the National Organization for Women came out and rebuked Senator Lieberman for doing the exact same thing that he did on the bankruptcy bill, which was basically allowing Alito to get to the court by being not only voting for a cloture, again, voting against a filibuster, but also being one of the members of that gang of 14 who really gave cover to Democrats in states where they would be they would have trouble justifying that vote to vote against a filibuster. Tell me your perspective on Alito and Senator Lieberman's vote in that situation.
Look, if Ned Lamont was the U.S. Senator from Connecticut, I would have led the charge against the Alito nomination. You really learn how much our country is swung to the right when you see that moving from Sandra Day O'Connor, who was obviously nominated by that liberal Ronald Reagan, all the way over to Judge Alito. Judge Alito has had a long agenda. Part of his agenda is to outlaw a woman's right to choose and to overturn Roe v. Wade. And if you don't think it's important, you don't think these basic rights we have are at risk, look at the bill that just came out of South Dakota, which will outlaw a woman's right to choose even in the case of rape and incest. And that bill is headed right for the Supreme Court in the next 18 months or so. And it's going to be a close call, and it won't be a close call if Judge Stevens isn't there with us. So I would have opposed Alito. I would have supported the filibuster. I would have kept that debate going. It's too crucial to what's going on.
You know, we get a lot of phone calls saying that Democrats need to stand up more to this administration. They need to act like an opposition party. They have a duty. They have a duty to act as an opposition party because we need as much checks and balances as we can get with a government that seems to be basically out of control. Tell me, in your perspective, how do you think Senator Lieberman does for the Democrats in terms of helping the Democrats provide an opposition and a check and a balance on an executive and a Republican Party that basically has just become drunk with power?
I think he undercuts our message. I think he sometimes goes out of his way to stick it to the Democrats. And when we're trying to speak clearly on the war in Iraq, when we're trying to speak clearly on bankruptcy and Sam Alito and other issues that we've already referenced, he's always right there as George Bush's favorite Democrat. And it makes it tougher for the Democrats to be a constructive opposition, which we've got to be right now.
All right. And so, Mr. Lamont, I want to ask you this this one question here. Will you be challenging Senator Joe Lieberman in the Democratic primary in Connecticut this year?
We're throwing our hat in the ring at 4 o'clock Monday afternoon. And any of your listeners that want to come, come on up. It's the old state capitol. We'd love to have you there. It's going to be a real rally. And we're going to show that we're going to win. We're going to win as Democrats. We're going to win as people who are proud to be Democrats, not as Republican light. And we're going to walk all the way to the convention and on to the primary on August 8th. And on that hot day in August, 90 days before the general elections, I think we're going to send a signal to people here all over the country that Democrats are on the march and we're winning by being proud Democrats. Hey!
And I'm going to tell you the same thing that Sean Hannity told Senator Joe Lieberman, your rival in this race. I will endorse you. I will campaign for you. I will have you on every single radio show that I am affiliated with from now until that primary.
Look, Sam, you're the greatest. One thing to do is just tell them to keep coming to NedLamont.com. We've got people signing up by the thousands to help us with parties, to help us with the convention drive, to help us with fundraising. This is a real grassroots organization. We need anybody we can to get to that website.
All right. Well, Ned Lamont, thank you so much for joining us. NedLamont.com. Folks, I want you to crash his server right now. I want so many people to go, and across the nation, if you're a Democrat, putting Ned Lamont in the seat in Connecticut will strengthen every one of your Democratic senators. Every single one of them will gain strength by having Ned Lamont as the senator from Connecticut. So go there, and if you live in Connecticut, folks, sign up and volunteer. This is a crucial, crucial race that will have implications across the country. You in Connecticut can affect the politics of this entire nation by supporting Ned Lamont. Ned Lamont, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back. Sam Seder on the Randy Rhodes Show.
You're listening to Sam Seder on the Randy Rhodes Show.